They took me and we, the 1st Missouri Color Troops, men mostly young, but some old, from in-state and some from points north, west, and south, mustered out not long thereafter. And I will tell the reporter about all of this, about each battle from the time we crossed the Merrimack, then headed to Helena, and the entire journey, with every battle and firefight all the way down to Texas. But only once I had finished telling him about the second time I saw that face, which was after we'd already reached Los Brazos de Santiago near Brownsville. Have you ever noticed how on the decisive day the light comes through the trees a certain way, how the patterns of the future reveal themselves as a ghost language, and you got to do more than just pay attention, but use all the knowledge and wisdom you have ever gained to interpret it? Because I had been studying on just that when Sidner, from my company, ran right up to me hollering, all out of breath, "Colonel, talking about how despite the ceasefire, we might scrap it up one more time with the rebels," repeating himself until Burgemeier and the rest of them closed his trap with their glares. I listened to him since the light that morning was not shining like on the morning that I had chose to cross the Mississippi with Sadie Mae and the children all those years before. The sun's beams not drawing a path to the shore, not touching and catching and caressing the bluewood trees, the bluewood branches there in Texas just so, though in Hannibal it had been crab apples and cherries, the gleaming dressing the leaves with its omens and auguries, printing clues and shadowed patterns in the grass and soil you just needed to discern if you could, because the real test is always to go beyond mere guessing to following the map the world around you sets forth.